Welcome to the Raised with Jesus podcast, 10 minutes every day of life where Jesus meets yours. You've got your daily Lenten devotional for March 23rd, 2019, looking particularly at Romans chapter 6, verses 6 and 7. It reads like this: "For we know that our old self was crucified with him, so that the body of sin might be done away with, that we should no longer be slaves to sin, because anybody who has died has been freed from sin." Romans chapter 6, verses 6 and 7. Your favorite quarterback carves up the defense. No matter how hard he tries, the opposing defensive coordinator cannot stop the superstar QB. You could say the defense has been put out of commission. The mechanic pulls the transmission out of your vehicle and wheels it over to his work table. He expertly, almost mindlessly, takes it apart, piece by piece. Gears and bolts lay in separate piles, and your transmission has been fully dismantled. That car isn't going anywhere. You've got a sinus infection that's making life miserable. Your eyes water, you can't hear, your throat is scratchy. But then the doctor gives you a prescription, and it clears up. The illness is nullified. Nullify, dismantle, out of commission, brought to nothing. This is the colorful word that Paul uses to say the body of sin is done away with. This is what Christ has done with our sinful nature. He has put it out of commission, dismantled it, nullified its power. How? By bringing us along into his death and resurrection. Through baptism, we have lived and died and already risen with Christ. His victory is our victory. His triumph over the devil is our triumph over the devil. Our connection and identification with Christ is as strong as if we were nailed to the cross with him. I have been crucified with Christ, and I no longer live, but Christ lives in me. The life I live in the body, I live by faith in the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. Galatians chapter 2, verse 20. How would your life be different if you remembered this truth every day, every morning, every temptation? God grant us this mindset. We pray. Lord God, fix our eyes on Christ this Lenten season. Let us see and cherish his perfect life, hear and cherish his word of forgiveness, eat and drink and cherish his true body and blood in the sacrament. Above all, encourage our hearts with the joy of forgiveness and salvation, and grant us grace to amend our lives and live as your forgiven children. Amen.